This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Hi, this episode is brought to you in part by drawyouapicture.com, where you can get something drawn today for pretty darn cheap. Check it out. See what I've done for others and see what I can do for you at drawyouapicture.com.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
Guess what time it is? Let's see, it's 7. No, it's time for another episode of That Story Show.
This is Ethan from Key, South Dakota.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is That Story Show, where we're telling hilarious real-life stories and inviting you to do the same. This is episode 289, brought to you the week of March 21st, 2019. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison. My good friend is here.
Good day to you. I'm John here, and I'm a leprechaun because it was St. Patrick. That's stupid. I'm sorry. Hi.
I saw a full-on leprechaun the other day walking out of the Anheuser-Busch plant. Yeah.
Why was he doing that?
Because he was probably three sheets to the wind, as they say.
I'm looking for a pot of gold, laddie.
Oh, man. Well, we've got a really special episode for you today, because along with me and John, we've got some special guests. The first one I would like to introduce you to is my good friend and my good son. His name is Jay. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hi. Hey, are you? Jay's going to do awesome. He's got a weekly update that we're going to tell together in a little bit, right?
Sure.
All right. And sure. Working our way around the table, we've got John's sons with us today. And the first one is Johnny. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Hi, I'm Johnny, and I like Limburger cheese.
Awesome.
It smells good.
Yeah. That's what I've heard. And then last but not least, we have James. How are you doing, James?
Hey, I'm James, but not that James.
Oh, yeah. not as stinky as that James, that's for sure.
How is it that we have three Jameses on the show and two Johns?
Well, the Jameses win. That's the truth.
The Jameses win. The Jameses always win.
We always win. It's true. We're the top, right, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we always start with an opening story, and this one's called The Cleanest Poop Story Ever. So I hope you guys enjoy it. It says, hey guys, Steve Atronis 37 from the Discord server here. I thought I'd share a story that my parents told me over the weekend that I thought you guys would love. My brother plays baseball for his school, and they travel a lot for away games. A few weeks ago, they were in a town that was a few hours away, so the team stayed at a hotel for the night. My brother stayed in a room with two other guys. Everything went well, and they left the next day, except a day or two after they left, the principal gets a call from the hotel manager. The manager tells him he believes that somebody that was in his brother's room defecated in the shower. Do you guys know what defecated means?
No.
It means pooped. The manager called the principal, believing somebody had pooped in the shower. The principal told the coach, who was very angry, and he called the boys into his office, and he kept asking them, who pooped in the shower? Did you poop in the shower? No.
It wasn't me.
Did you poop in the shower?
Totally. Wait, what?
No. Isn't there a term for that?
No. There's a term for getting rid of it.
Oh, right, right. That's it. That's it.
But not,
we don't say that word, do we?
No, we don't. Not till later.
Too gross.
My brother had no idea what was going on and kept asking what happened. The coach didn't answer him for the longest time. And then he told him what the manager had said. And he sent the principal a picture, the manager did, of the droppings, as they put it. So physical proof, you know, photographic proof that somebody had gone poo-poo in the shower. As soon as they saw it, my brother's friend started laughing. And the coach asked him what was so funny, and the boy said, that's my soap. Apparently, there's a soap called African black soap that has health benefits, and the boy was using it as a treatment for his eczema, which is a skin thing. And the principal contacted the manager, and the boy got his soap back, and all was well. So, apparently, this soap looks like a turd. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to laugh.
Wait. So what? Did it have holes in it?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
But was it tapered on each end? Yeah. I gotta know.
Yeah. Did it have a smiley face drawn on it? I don't know. Did it have a little hat and a sombrero? I don't know. I don't know, man.
That's some pretty clean crap right there, buddy.
That's the cleanest poop story ever. Steve Estronas 37, thank you so much for sending it in. Hey, real quick, I wanted to mention a special offer that we've got going on right now for Patreon people and potential Patreon people. Patreon, as you know, is how we are supported because we're listener supported. And we've switched over to a brand new Patreon page where you can support us on a monthly basis for as little as $2 a month. Who can't do $2 a month? I can't.
Because that's like 50 cents a week.
It's crazy. What are we worth? Nothing. We're worth $2. But you can do $4. You can do $8. You can go all the way up. And people have. And if you are on the old patron system, move over to the new one at that story or patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And you, until March 1st, will get a limited edition die cut magnet. I've got it right here in my hand. Jay, does this look good or what?
It looks awesome.
It looks awesome. It's about 3 inches round, and we've got one on our fridge because they came in the mail and they look really cool. And so if you want one, all you have to do is become a patron or move your patronage from the /NLcast to the /thatstoryshow version of our Patreon. And you will get one of these magnets. Even if you've never given before or supported the show before. So again, existing and new patrons can get a limited edition magnet just for signing up before March 1st. So there you go.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I want that.
That's a little Bobby Duke reference huh?
Thanks, Bobby Duke. All right, let's rewind the week. All right, so since we're going around the table, I will start. And my son is going to help me tell this story because it is a terrible story. It is a story of what do you want to call it? What would you say? It's not a hero story. It's a story of a father neglecting and abusing his son.
Oh man.
Would you agree with that, Jay?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. It wasn't on purpose though, but I'm definitely the bad guy in the story. Okay. So we went to Silver Dollar City on Wednesday, which was yesterday. So this happened yesterday. And we were in line for one of my favorite rides called the Barn Swing, the giant barn swing. So fun. Oh my goodness. It's just a giant swing and it just goes back and forth and it's just, oh, it's so awesome.
Like one person at a time?
No, no. It's a whole big giant ride. You'll have to look it up on the internet or whatever. But I mean,
guess like, so, because I'm just picturing like a big swing on tall thing.
Imagine like 10 people strapped in and a big giant crane thing swinging back and forth. It's great. So
sounds scary.
But we were in line and I'm leaning against the wall and Jay is leaning against me. He's got his hood up, his hands are in his pockets because it's cold, man. We're freezing to death out there. And he's bumping his head into my stomach over and over and over. And I thought that a funny joke would be to move out of the way really quick. And then he would catch himself and I wouldn't be there. But what ended up, is that what happened, Jay?
No.
No. Do you want to tell the folks what happened?
Oh,
no, he doesn't. He's
changed my mind.
He's still bitter. Oh. So I moved out of the way and Jay didn't know I moved out of the way and he had his hood on. He had his hands in his pockets and he happened to have his eyes closed.
Oh no.
Cause he went forward and boom, his head cracked right into the wall that was behind me. I felt so bad. I felt so bad. Jay decided that I was un-something. I wasn't, he couldn't be
trusted
for the you're rest saying your of dad's not trustworthy, huh?
Yes.
Yes, that is exactly
he's
what
a man
I'm
a
saying.
Few words, but the thing is though that everybody that saw it laughed, except all the ladies were laughing, but they felt guilty.
Oh no.
Yeah
wow. You made the ladies laugh at your son?
I know, it was just one lady really, but late, but she was definitely on Jay's side, like because it was funny looking, but we felt bad. But it was funny. No,
how did the people in Missouri talk? Would like how would she defend your poor son or stand up for your poor son in this situation?
I don't know. She just she did it silently. I don't really do accents and Missouri especially.
I don't know what they sound. I mean, I've been there before.
They sound like normal people to me, but I don't know.
I just picture some Norwegian lady kind of, sir, how could you do that to your child?
Well, a little later on, I was leaning on my daughter. I kept like bumping into her, like leaning back on her. And she's chimed in and she's like, get out of the way real quick so I hit the ball. So I was like, hey, I was setting her up. I thought that's what she would do, but she didn't do it. She's nicer than me. So basically, your dad is the what?
Worst.
The worst.
Yeah. Oh, he's got one word for it.
Yeah. Worst. Yeah. I'm going to give Jay lots of opportunities to drop the one words if he wants to. So, Jay, did you have anything you wanted to add to that? Did it hurt?
Not really.
No. Good. It was just embarrassing.
Did it hurt your feelings?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it made him not trust his dad for the rest of his life.
Oh,
right?
I would never do anything like that to my kids.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
See, well, I was waiting for them to come up and, you know, call lies on me, but apparently they...
they're nervous.
Oh, I'll go all into it.
So, John, what is your weekly update? Mine was titled Jay Hits the Wall, so there's a small dent in the line if you're... If you're standing in line while you're listening to this, look for a little dent. It's there.
Yeah, that would be. I you know what? I want my James to tell me because he had apparently there's an update to the Alexa today. We have an Amazon Echo in our house.
Okay.
And I was thinking maybe. Yeah, tell us about that, buddy.
So I was just listening to some Lego Ninjago. I love it. And all of a sudden, it just like changed its voice and it turned green. Like the top of it just swirled around and turned green.
Whoa.
So at first I didn't know what was happening and it sounded a lot like my dad.
Ooh. But was it?
It just sounded like I don't know.
What happened?
I mean, it sounded I was just listening and then it just like turned off and then I was like, Alexa, play Lego Ninjago. And then it played it for a second, but then it just went off again. And then I just, it said, hello, I am Amazon Echo Alexa. And I will just something blah, blah, blah. And
I'll just, so it started talking?
Yes, it started talking for no reason.
Whoa.
And really? Then, and so it played some music for me, which is awesome.
Okay.
And then it said, incoming call, your dad.
Ooh.
And then I said, accept call.
Uh-huh.
And it worked.
Whoa.
That's so awesome. I love the update to Alexa.
Yeah, but it only happened for like a few minutes. That's weird.
Oh. You said something about it telling you or a joke or something like what was that about?
Oh, I told it a joke.
Oh, right, right. How'd that go?
There was another thing. It said your internet connection is low.
Uh huh.
And I was like, can I unplug you and plug you back in? And then it said, no, because I am afraid of the dark.
Man, your Alexa is next level, dude. We only
need to go talk to her.
We only have Google, the Google thing,
Google Home.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. And it doesn't do all that extra stuff. It definitely doesn't turn green.
That's super cool.
And it doesn't tell us about Lego Ninjago either.
And it will. It's a TV show.
Oh. Oh, okay. So you tell Alexa and it plays it on the TV?
No.
It plays the theme song from it. I mean, it can
do some of that stuff.
Okay.
But I can't connect it to there.
Okay. So it plays the theme song. You love it. And you can tell it a joke. I've never been able to tell mine a joke. It tells me jokes, but that's weird.
Yeah. Did it get your joke, James?
Yes, it did. It just went like, ha 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 ha.
Wow. What was the joke?
Because
I want to see if it's funny too. Yeah, go ahead. It's okay to say.
It's about a butt.
Yeah, that's
funny. Well, the show is built on butts.
That's right. We,
what?
We built this city on butts.
It's got a serious fault line, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there's a crack in the sidewalk. That's why the toilet paper couldn't cross the road. There was too many cracks.
That's what it was.
Oh, that was
that's
it?
That's exactly. Yes. You knew it. I also asked it a riddle, or I told it a riddle.
A riddle?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, man. So you and Alexa really get along well, huh?
Yep.
I've never heard of anybody's Alexa ever doing that before. Do you think yours is special somehow?
I mean, we got it from our long lost friends.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah, they live in Canada.
Yeah, it's a Canadian Alexa. Well, it was bought in America, so never mind.
Okay. All right, John, is there anything you need to add to this story?
Well, I thought I would tail end my weekly update on this story because it has something to do with the Amazon Echo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does. I have you familiar with Spotify, right?
Yeah.
Do you use Spotify?
No, I don't, but we're on Spotify. That story show is on there.
That is true. We are. And we get some good feedback from there, from what I understand.
Awesome.
I have a Spotify account and I love it because I can listen to my music anywhere, anytime. And I have a paid account. So it's, you know, I get the ad free. It's wonderful. The one setback to it is if I'm logged in at work and I'm also logged into the Amazon Alexa, if I'm listening at work and one of my boys says, play Lego Ninjago, it stops my music at work and starts playing Ninjago on the Alexa at home. Does that with Google Play too. What's that?
Another thing about it, I didn't have to say Alexa. I just said, play Lego Ninjago, and it played it.
Wow,
so
dude.
I no longer have to say Alexa. Dang.
That's interesting. Well, it's interesting. So one of the things that happens when that does happen to me, like when I want to listen to music and somebody at home is playing it, one of the things I've learned is I can actually control the Alexa through Spotify. So I the boys love this when I do this too. They'll be listening to something at home on the Amazon Echo, and I have this 1 hour fart montage that'll just start playing in the middle of their music. You remember when I do that to you?
No, I don't really remember that.
Okay. Yeah, it's just, and I've actually passed that little tidbit of information along to some friends who have a shared account. And so whenever one of them is listening in a different location, he'll play the fart montage for his wife.
That's so sweet.
But I found out something else today.
What else did you find out?
There's this app that you can get on your iPhone that'll actually allow you to drop in on your Alexa or on your Amazon Echo. And so I knew that my Amazon Echo was being used at home, and so I dropped in on my Amazon Echo, and I said, "Hello, this is the Amazon Alexa. How are you today?"
Oh, goodness, Dad.
He's,
man.
He got you.
I did. I'm the worst dad. It was hilarious because he said, "You sound like my dad." And I said, "Thank you."
No, I don't believe it.
It's true. I dropped in. So there's this feature called Drop In, and because it's my Amazon, I can accept the drop in whenever I want. So
right,
it's not like somebody random calling my house. So I was able to communicate as Alexa to James. And so this is the real genius part of it. He asked it to play a song. So what I did is I pulled Spotify up on my computer and played the music that he asked for.
And you didn't even have to say Alexa. You just talk to it.
So sorry, buddy. And the whole time I was wanting to bust out laughing so hard, but I thought, I've got some great weekly update material right here.
So we're both terrible dads is basically
we are.
Yes.
These poor guys, you know, I've hidden behind doors and busted in on them while they were taking showers to scare the mess out of them. Now I'm using Amazon to do it. So
he filmed every single one of them.
Really?
So. I have some videos of them on the toilet getting scared. I'm terrible.
That was sorry.
I'm sure they're PG or G-rated. Yeah. Yes. Just to clarify for all the potential freaks out there that are like,
yeah, yes.
All the hover helicopter moms. That's just inappropriate. Oh my gosh.
It's usually when they're getting out of the shower and they've just, you know, dried off and they got their clothes on and they're about to walk out of the shower. I'll wait on the other side of the door so that they step out into the hall and it's dark and I jump out with my camera phone and scare them and capture various.
One time, I don't know why you did this. I think you thought I had my clothes on, but I actually
did not.
Still had my towel on.
This is about a butt.
I fell on the floor. No. I fell on the floor trying to cover myself up.
Oh.
So that the camera wouldn't see it because I was afraid he was going to post it.
Yeah, no. Trust me, if that happened, he would not post it. So
definitely.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
In fact, I wouldn't even keep it on my phone because people these days, you know.
It's gross, man. Kids are gross.
Wait, that's actually a good blocker because they would know that you film your kids' butts and stuff, so probably wouldn't get on it anymore.
They would not steal your phone if they knew. Okay, moving around the table, Johnny, did you have a weekly update?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, hit us with it, man.
Well, it has to do with Dad scaring the crap out of us.
Really?
This time I was literally.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was a couple of years ago, something like that. I was on the pot.
Oh,
trying to crap.
Oh, come on.
Don't hold back.
I was brushing my teeth in the pot for some reason because I was a little messed up back then. I think I had undiagnosed ADHD back then.
Yeah.
But
you were just trying to multitask. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, I don't know how late it was.
Clean your insides and your outsides. You know, just get everything.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So,
minty fresh poops.
I was crapping.
Okay.
And
you don't have to say crapping just because, you know, you do, but you don't have to.
You said it twice. Bear on the bait. Yeah.
Let's just say that I was trying to let out, I was trying to yell the bear out of the basement.
Yeah, there you go. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Is that the whole story?
I was brushing my teeth.
Okay.
No. Dad walked in and me scared the crap out of me. And I yelled, but I shoved the toothbrush into the back of my throat, therefore triggering a reaction down to my...
To your butt?
Yeah, to my butt, letting out the bear's hair. So I choked and did the thing at the same time.
Boy. Choked and plopped at the same time? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I didn't get that on video, by the way. I don't recall that.
Like, you don't? I thought I saw I had the phone in your
hand. See if I can do that for you. It kind of sounded like that.
No.
I just want to make James laugh. That's my whole job. My whole goal this episode. I love your laugh, man. No, well, I'm good with the legit one.
Yeah.
Let's keep.
Okay, go on.
All right, thank you.
You may proceed, sir. You may proceed.
So we've gotten through the weekly updates, and that's great because now it's time for featured story.
Let me tell y'all a story.
All right. Now, I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to start and share a featured story because you guys told me something that reminded me. And then I'll pass the mic around the table so that the boys can tell theirs. One time, Jay was in the bathtub. And I know.
Both the boys, the children understand.
They're like, oh, crap.
Fear of what's about to happen.
Uh-oh. And the door was locked, and I knocked on the door because I needed something. I don't remember what it was, but I'm not in the habit. Jay will tell you. I don't go in the bathroom.
No,
I don't try to scare you in the bathroom. Well, but
you used to do it.
Used to, long time ago. But anyway, it's not a thing that normally happens. But I knock on the door, and I'm like, Jay, nothing. Hear nothing. I bang on the door, nothing. My daughter comes up to the door. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, I'm trying to get a hold of Jay and it's freaking me out. I can't hear him. And I beat on the door. Bah, 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 bah. Jay, Jay, nothing. My adrenaline bursts up through my nose and I rammed into the door. And then I rammed into the door again. And the whole door gave way and slammed open. And Jay, I kind of fall halfway into the bathroom. And Jay's grabbing the shower curtain going, Dad! And I didn't see anything. Well, it turned out the dumb kid was just, you know how you do that thing where you put your head under the water, but you can still breathe, you know?
Yeah.
What he was doing.
Keep your nose and mouth above the water.
Yeah, so he couldn't hear me. I thought he was drowned. Thought he was dying. He thought I was just trying to get in the bathroom, I guess. I don't know, but I wasn't.
Privacy, please, Dad!
Yeah, so I had to fix the door jamb and glue it back together and repaint it and all this kind of stuff. And all Jay remembers is this time his crazy dad came bursting into the bathroom.
Busting through the door.
I was ready to save his life, and all I did was embarrass him. So, Jay, do you remember that?
Tear down a door that you won't break down.
So, was it a fun memory or a terrible memory?
Both.
It's a both memory.
What was the look like on your dad's face when he came through that door?
I don't remember that.
I already know.
I was freaked out. I know that much. I remember Jay's look. He shriveled up into like a little raisin shape thing. He's covering all his privacies, and he's like, "Dad!" So
I curl up into a little raisin looking thing when I go to sleep.
Oh, good. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, he sleeps like a taco. Ugh. It's the weirdest thing. I'm not even kidding.
But that's I'm on his bed story. Right now, and I can see some of his marks where he's been sleeping.
Okay.
He's cross-legged. Okay?
What kind of marks?
It's just like, it's mainly towards the middle.
Are they
like
indents?
I see a whole ton of...
Yeah, yes. What kind of marks are we talking? They're not skid marks, are they?
Are they brown?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was just going to suggest maybe you might want to get off the bed if they were.
I mean, there is a little bit of brown on his pillow. So.
Why?
That's because of his blood. He bleeds.
No, wait. Nosebleeds.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's all right. This is.
But I think I have his pillowcase.
TMI episode all over the place.
Yep, I do.
Yeah, let's keep some of our family secrets secret. How's that sound, guys?
Who'd have thought that James would carry the episode? All right. So that was my featured story. My understanding is James has a featured story called Fake New Friend. And I would like him to share that. I think he may have already shared it, but.
No, I haven't.
Okay, good. Go ahead. The floor
it's
is yours.
It's not your new Alexa?
I thought it might be.
Nope.
Man, I should have milked that one for a few more weeks, but yeah. I let him in on the secret.
It's great.
Okay, so I have like these two zip-up thingies where they just like zip up and stuff. One of them is like Lego Ninjago, and one of them is like a kind of.
What is a zip-up thingy? Oh.
Onesie.
Oh.
You know what onesies are?
I do. I used to put them on my one-year-old child. But
so it's PJs
for sorry. Yeah, it's hands and legs and
yeah.
It's one yeah, it's PJs.
Okay.
Okay, so I have like two of them and only one of them fits me. So I decided with the other one I was gonna stuff a blanket in it to make it look like a mannequin. So I have it downstairs right now.
Oh, crap. I put the crap on me.
This thing is freaky, too.
Yeah. Whenever I put them in the gaming room, and whenever I walked in there, I punched them because I thought it was a real person.
Oh, man.
And I put a red shirt on them, but I took it off.
It's so, too real, huh?
Yeah.
He even gave it a little head.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did.
What was his head made out of?
Just the blanket.
Okay.
The white part of the blanket.
With a toboggan over the top of it.
Yeah, and my mom made a face for it, and I stuck it in there, and it looks like a real person.
Ugh.
It's scary, kind of, as well.
Have you named him?
And, yes, his name is Bobby.
Bobby. How ironic.
And... the first time I had one pillow in him just to make him chubby, but now I have two pillows in him just to make him extra chubby.
Extra chubby.
So your fake new friend is a chubby new friend, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit chubby. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Just not too much.
You're a one pillow chubby.
Yeah.
Not even one pillow.
Not
like even one
half
pillow.
Pillow.
Half a pillow. A couch pillow. Yes. Well,
yep.
I am three body pillows chubby.
What?
Yeah. Have you seen a picture of me?
Last time I saw you.
One of them is wrapped around my neck. So.
Yeah. Okay. The last time I remember seeing you, you were probably about like one or two.
Well, I bless you and I thank you for that. But
wow,
what do you say?
He said you were one or two pillows chubby.
Yeah. Yeah. I can accept that, but things have changed, and now it's body pillows. So,
yep.
Wow.
3 people. So what? So what's Bobby up to these days? Is he going to stick around, or you got plans?
He sleeps with me in my bed, kind of, and I get under him.
Oh,
just to keep myself warm because.
So I Bobby's kind of like a blanket pillow, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, you need to you need to live in Japan. That sounds like something they do in Japan.
Yep, it does.
We have a body pillow that actually is Bobby.
Yeah, they do. They do stuff like that. They sleep on lap pillows and things like that. So, you know.
That's right. The boy, the girlfriend lap and the boyfriend shoulder arm pillow. Yeah, I've seen those. That's
exactly.
Funny. Maybe we could sell it to a good marketer or something.
So that's your fake new friend, huh?
Wait, I still have a little bit more.
Okay.
Oh.
So, he mainly sleeps all day. So he only stays up for about an hour. And he's so heavy.
Yeah.
And
stop feeding him blanket. Like
You made him two pillows chubby. It's your fault. Don't hold it against him.
And one ginormous blanket that I used to stuff him with.
Yeah.
And one of his arms are shorter than the other one.
Okay. Look, we're not here to make fun of your new friend, Bobby. We need to talk about the positive things that he is bringing to it.
Okay.
He may be a little heavy and his arms a little short, but do you love him with all your heart?
Yes.
Yes.
I made him about 2 days ago.
And is he a true friend?
I wish, but not really.
But is he a good friend? Is he talking bad about you behind your back? Does he get you in trouble?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he does.
Well, maybe he's not that.
Yeah, great. It's because they're throwing him down the stairs. That's probably why that.
Does he roam around at night?
That's why he's in the bed, because they're afraid of that.
I'm not afraid.
Because they don't want him to move.
Oh, you got
to
make sure.
Well, John, you want me to put him right next to you in your bed? And have him with like a creepy face on it, just like a two lines and a smile? Want me to do that?
I don't.
I'm going to figure out how to make him stand up. And while you're sleeping, James, I'm going to have him standing at the foot of your bed.
Just what you do.
I've already done that.
Suspend him from the ceiling about 3 feet from his face. And just when he wakes up, he won't even see the ropes. He'll just see Billy or whatever his name was just Bobby. Hovering. Bobby, my bad. Don't want to offend him.
I've actually made him stand up. I've actually made him stand up before.
Through the power of magic?
No, I have like these tubes.
The power of Ninjago?
Power of tubes.
The power of what?
Gold.
Gold. Okay. All right.
So I just have these tubes, so I stick them in his legs.
Mm-hmm.
I actually made a rib cage for him.
Really?
So, wow.
But I took him out, but I left his bones in there, so.
Okay.
Dug up a cat brain and stuck it in there, so maybe he'll be able to think on his own.
Yeah, just over time, this thing is becoming more and more human, and he may become your real best friend. Well, James, this is awesome. I could literally go on all night talking about your new friend.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's a great story. You did a wonderful job sharing. I'm sure Billy would be proud.
Bobby.
Sure, Bobby.
You can call him Bob as well.
Well, I don't want to do that. I want to call him a onesie with a pillow in it or something. That's I don't want to actually call it by its proper name. Man. Because when you call things by a name, you give it power. And I don't want anything like that having power, because that means it might walk around at night. So.
You're scaring me, man. This thing's in my house right now.
Yeah, you need to burn it with fire, John. Burn it with fire.
It's got good pillows in it.
I'm sure Johnny would help you. He's probably a fire freak, so. Anyway, working our way around the table, Johnny, hit us with your featured story called Ramp Disaster.
Okay. Well, this story takes place in Wyoming, in the cabins.
I know.
At Christmas, in the mountains.
Okay.
Yeah, right outside Yellowstone National Forest. All right. Shoshone National Forest.
Okay, he's setting the scene. That's good. It's a good start.
We're at the top of a hill on a certain mountain, and it's a steep slope. Not too steep, but
Who's we?
Me, James, Dad, Mom, and our cousins.
Okay.
I'm not going to name them all.
No, not Mom.
Mom was inside next to the fire because it was kind of cold.
Was Bobby there?
No, this is a couple years ago. It's
pre-Bobby. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, pre-Bobby. It's prehistoric times. there is this slope that is really good for sledding. 15-20 mile per hour tops, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So at the bottom, it was just flat because it wasn't very exciting. So me and my cousin decided to make a couple ramps out of snow because that's really the only thing we had there. So we piled some snow up. What's the word? Sand it down with our
Padded it. Like you compacted it.
Yeah, we compacted it.
Did you push it together? Did you compress it?
Compress it.
Did you stomp on it and like make it impacted?
Yeah, we impacted it.
All right, good. Gotcha.
So it was this ramp shape. So once we hit the bottom, we have a pretty sharp ramp turn going 5 or 10 feet in the air.
Okay, so let me help myself out because I'm a little lost. You're at the top of a ramp. At the top of a hill that you said is pretty darn fast, but the bottom is boring because it's flat. All right, so I'm tracking with you. So to make it more exciting, you guys built a ramp at the bottom.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm clear. I'm good. I just thought maybe I'd miss something, but you're doing a great job. Go ahead.
Thank you. So after that, we went inside, had some hot chocolate because you know that's what you do at Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. When you're all hot and sweaty from building the ramp, you just go get some hot chocolate.
Right in the snow there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really hot there. So I stayed upstairs doing something. I don't remember what. Probably reading a book. While my cousins went out to try out a new ramp. They came back inside. They said their back was hurting, so I went there to try it myself. Yeah.
We heard how was the ramp? My back hurts. Awesome.
So I got
for my legs.
Yeah, basically. I got the fastest sled. It was like it had like a slippery bottom, kind of like polyester.
Yeah.
Fastest is better, so I got that.
Safest is better, I just want to point out. But go ahead. I'll concede the point and say fast is better.
Yeah, faster, the safer. Mm-hmm. So I got at the top of the hill, and I went down, and I laid back to get the most speed possible. And when I hit the ramp, my back kind of curved into the ramp.
Yeah!
And it was kind of a blur after that. I just remember being in the air for a couple seconds.
Well, let me ask you, while you were up there, was it boring?
Yes. Very.
That was boring, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't even achieve your goal. You're just, you know, I see trees of green. I mean, it's just slow motion. You're just kind of turning through the air. Red roses too. Hey, everybody down there. I see them bloom. This is kind of boring for me and you. I think I see the face of Christ. And I say to myself, this means I'm going to die. What a wonderful ramp. Anyway, that's just what I imagine.
I have like two stories.
Okay,
hang on to those.
Hold on to them. We got to have you back for another show because we're running out of time.
No, like, I just have like...
No.
No.
It's just so hilarious.
I know, but you know what? I'm going to mute you if you to keep talking. So. Okay, I'll get it. Yeah, just hold on to it. This is Johnny's time to talk. All right, Johnny, go ahead. Finish up.
Okay, so all I remember is I can remember seeing the face of God in heaven so, above me.
Yes.
As I was coming back down. And when I hit the ground, I could feel my tailbone.
Oh,
it didn't break, but it felt like... Yeah, my tailbone kind of didn't snap.
But it might as well have. It felt like it did, huh?
Yeah.
Because you did such a good job compacting that ramp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what you didn't do, is you didn't fluff up the snow behind the ramp.
They didn't tell me how far I went. And so I hit a rock. And my sled hit a rock. Yeah. On the
kids
behind
you could have died.
I don't care. At least I would have gone to heaven.
No, your body would have stayed here, and your brother would have stuffed you full of pillows and made you walk around the house. Because he's a weird little dude. he'd sleep underneath your dead corpse just to make sure he didn't walk around.
I miss my brother. I wish he would talk some more.
I miss his nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Johnny. That was great.
Yeah.
Just next time, don't trust cousins. If they say their back hurts, you know, just don't believe them. Just say, you know what? I'm going to go try it myself. Then I'll believe. And And then that's the way that works. All right, let's do some listener stories real quick. Is there anybody going to listen to my story? All right. So this one's called Serious Sermon. John, won't you read it for us, please?
I would love to. Thank you. This story comes to us from Emma in Tennessee. Serious Sermon. Hey, I am a high schooler, but I go to a private school, which is a step above homeschool. And a step below, wait a second, a step below public schools. I think we got our priority. I don't know about it being a step above homeschool either. But anyways, this is not my story. Sorry, Emma.
The opinions expressed by Emma are not necessarily the views of Bobby.
Right. He doesn't. Yeah.
Bobby doesn't.
So basically, Bobby doesn't care. He just wants to be stuffed.
Yes.
With pillows. Basically, we're a mix of the two. My school is a Christian academy, and we have 2 weeks of prayer a year. That's it?
That's it. You get it all done.
Year, 2 weeks of prayer.
Cram it right on in there, man. 2 weeks and you're done. I like that kind of Christianity.
Yeah, man.
It's like
the Bible says pray without ceasing, but 2 weeks, I guess you could.
Communion weekend is also a hit. It's a just get it all done, man.
For spring break, we celebrate the Eucharist.
Yeah, yeah.
We got 40 days of Lent, though, so, you know.
The 2 weeks of prayer. Okay, so the one that happened this fall was the one where our principal invited a speaker to come speak for the whole week. So they stopped prayer for a moment to let the speaker say.
Well, that's good.
At the end of the week, they had a big agape fest.
Feast.
Which to anyone who Feast?
Feast.
Feast.
It's a feast.
Sorry.
I don't know what a big agape feast is, but maybe they'll tell
us. I think we're about to find out. A big agape feast, and we were excited because, hold on, rewind. Which to anyone who doesn't know what an agape feast is, it's just a lunch that includes cheese, bread, and a lot of fruit.
Sounds biblical. But it's not. But it sounds biblical.
We had 5 loaves and 2 fish at the agape feast. We had finally gotten to the agape feast, and we were excited because the speaker had been really funny. We expected him to be the same for his final worship, but much to our dismay, he had decided to switch gears and get us all to be saved.
Of course he did.
Uh-oh.
He lured you in with his laughter, and now
you will be saved.
You're about to meet Jesus, kiddos.
Yes.
No more fun and games.
Even though you're a Christian school and every one of you have been saved since you were born.
I got a quota to meet. No, seriously. he started to repeat things
my class had already heard a million times.
Yeah, yeah.
We started tuning out everything.
Jesus loves me. We already know. Thanks. Move on.
Soon I noticed that three or four of the boys had fallen asleep. Wow. The message of the cross brings closed eyes. That's too bad to these guys.
They were
That's right. It was the week of prayer. So they weren't sleeping, Emma, as you had supposed.
Yes.
They were filled with the Holy Ghost.
There you go.
And deep in prayer.
Much like one Bobby of them is filled with a giant blanket, a gargantuan blanket.
it's actually the comforter that he's filled with, my friend.
Oh.
Stop talking about Bobby.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll save that one for later. Oh, anyway, one of them had his face smashed into the table in front of us. That led to a lot of giggling and picture taking. Meanwhile, the pastor was getting more and more serious, and he jumped into prayer.
Oh.
The adults were already glaring at us, and all the other classes wanted to know what was wrong with us. Well, next, he decided to have a moment of silence for all of us to reflect on what he had just spoken about. And not only should they reflect, they should pray. That ended in a disaster because 10 seconds into it, one of them started to snore.
I'm just going to take a moment right now. I want you all to close your eyes before us. We're going to take a moment to pray.
Hey, we don't allow tongues here. You need to stop
it. It's not that kind of school.
Oh, my goodness. We all felt like we were going to choke because we were laughing so hard. And as you all know, there's nothing funnier than not being able to laugh.
That is the worst best.
And yes. I can't tell you how many times I've been in church and wanted to laugh so hard, but I couldn't. It was just made it even more tears coming down. Oh, the spirits touched John. No, he's just laughing. But we couldn't make any noise. I'll just say that wasn't very successful. Thank you for letting me share my story. Thank you, Emma, for that week that you had. And
yeah, enjoy your agape feast, whatever the freak that is.
It's fruits and vegetables, James.
It's natural. It's what Jesus ate, I guess. I don't know. This one's called Double Trouble. It's coming to us from Ruby. She says, hey, my name is Ruby, and I'm a 13-year-old homeschooler from New Zealand. Well, props to you, man.
So where does your son go to school?
Okay. I discovered your podcast, That Story Show, at the start of the year, and I absolutely love it. I live with my mom, my auntie, sister, and four cousins. The youngest two, six-year-old twins, they are the subject of this story. You know how sometimes people have an evil twin? Well, in this story, they are each other's evil twins. It started with my
evil.
Yeah, they're both evil. It started with my auntie and one of my cousins. They were given goodie bags full of candy. We don't eat much candy, so it went into the orange container, and that is capitalized, the orange container, on the highest shelf in the kitchen. However, one day it went missing, and everyone thought somebody else had taken it to clean it. Yeah, right. I know who took it.
Cleaned it out.
Yeah. Then my sister found the orange container under the stairs, and it was now empty. And we knew the twins had done it because they often hide under the stairs. Man, they're creepy, too, on top of being bad. They live under the dang stairs. We all laughed it off, thinking it wouldn't happen again. But then it escalated, like these things do, man. The evil twins. After Halloween, we had a lot of candy in the orange container, except it disappeared. Guess who was to blame? It turned out the twins had upped their game and stolen huge handfuls of candy and taken it to their bedroom in the dead of night. They had eaten about 3/4 of the candy inside of it. This time they got in trouble, and we thought there would be no more candy robbery, but we were wrong. Later that month, one of the twins came into the living room and asked my mom to count her money. And they did. They asked her mom if they could count her money. They did. And my cousin skipped out of the room. Mom went back to what she was doing. And when she saw the twins, then she saw the twins running down our driveway. I don't know why she didn't stop them, but she only questioned them when they got back with $10 worth of candy in a plastic bag. It was immediately confiscated, and I heard about it later that evening. please pray for the evil twin souls and keep making podcasts. You guys are amazing. Ruby. Yeah, man, these two are terrible.
Yeah, they need to go to Emma's school so that they can have 2 weeks of prayer and have their souls saved.
Yeah, they needed to be there, but these guys are up to no good, and it doesn't seem like they're being punished enough. So they need to be set straight. I know that onesie stuffed with pillows and blankets suspended over someone's bed would be enough to frighten someone. So we got a voicemail from Forrest Fisk. It's called Pranking the Prankster. Here we go.
The city. I've got a story.
Oh, there we go.
Hi, my name is Forrest Fisk. I am from Lenexa, Kansas, near Kansas City. I've got a story. This happened just this last Halloween in the morning. Now, it's not really a Halloween story, but it is a good thing to do in Halloween is to scare people. So, here, I'm training to be a bus driver, and one of the days we did training, we were doing CPR. One of the things you have to just learn in case a kid, you know, keels over or whatever. And so, in the morning, they...
Sounds like he's training right now.
Standing around waiting for a class to start, and we were hearing this strange noise. And I was like, what is that? And they're like, oh, it's the elevator, the old elevator that goes down to the basement. And then they came up later and brought this big, huge duffel bag and plopped it down at the instructor's feet. And they said, well, here you go. Here's your mannequins for the CPR.
Oh, I can't stand
and,
those things.
The teacher, his name is Ed, he was like, oh, the basement? I don't want anything to do with it. There's like rats and mice down in the basement. Oh. And that gave me an idea because Ed, the guy that's freaked out all the time, is such a prankster. He pulls pranks on everybody. And so I thought, well, how can we tease him back? And, you know, I've only known him a couple days because I was new to the job.
Right.
So I was thinking maybe we could scare him by putting something in the bag that resembles a rat or something. And so as the day wore on, I realized that maybe I could put my cell phone in there and do like a recording like I am now on the voice memos and put it in the bag and then play it. And then when he goes for the bag, it'll make noises. So come our lunchtime, I decided I would go back home and get my Bluetooth speaker out. Now, this thing can put out some volume. So I went home, I got it, and I did a little recording on my phone that was like this. And I scratched my jeans like this. To make it sound like there was a rat or something being recorded. I mean, in the bag. To make a long story short, I did end up connecting the Bluetooth to it. And at the very end of the class, then he went down for the duffel bag that had the mannequins in it for CPR. And as soon as he touched it, I pressed the play button on my phone. And he's like, oh, what's in the bag? What's in here? And then he was like, what are you freaking out about? And he got everybody's attention. And I kept playing it. It kept making the noise. People were commenting on like, hey, that sounds like, does sound like there's something. He's freaking out. It's like, oh my goodness, what's in this bag? Everybody come here. And the class only had like, you know, five people in it. And he called people from the office, which was like
calling people
two or three people down the hall. And they were all looking at it. I just kept rewinding it, playing the same thing over again because it was a short recording. And he kept touching it. And every time somebody else touched it, I made it play the noise. And they were all like, what is that? It sounds like something. Oh, it sounds like ice in a cooler. I don't know what's in there, but it's playing on all on its own. And so and I let it play through. And at the end, it was like, help, help, somebody help. There's rats in here. Get me out of here. As if the mannequins could talk. Some guy pulled out the speaker and the instructor Ed looked at me because I was giggling in the corner and he's like, you, Forrest, I've never had to fail anybody for CPR class before, but you might be the first. No, he didn't fail me, but it was a good scare for him. So, anyway, it's a good Halloween scare. Hope you enjoyed the story. Bye.
Oh, man. We got theme music and everything. Forrest is...
That's awesome.
It's like a mini podcast right there.
Dang. I thought like he was actually in a
bus while he was recording that.
Oh.
It's like training to be a bus driver, but he's also in the bus training while he's leaving this message.
Interesting fact is I had lunch with Forrest and his wife, Amanda, just this past weekend.
I saw that on Facebook. That's awesome.
Yeah, they met me at Benton Park Cafe, and I was a little late, and they were very kind to wait on me, and we had a great time. But he asked me why I hadn't used his stuff, and I was like, oh, crap. Now I have to put it in there.
No,
I didn't do that. But I hadn't used it, and I'm like, and so anyway, I did. It's in there. It's done. It's good, and it was funny. John enjoyed it a lot.
It is good. I did.
All right, Johnny, or John, rather, not Johnny. Read us another story.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I can't help it. I've got some. All right. Sorry. Rest in peace, Bobby. Rest in peace.
I told him it was a little ironic that his name was Bobby.
Man, that is because we'll get into that in a second.
Yeah.
This comes from Katie Smith. She is the Morgue girl.
Yeah, I remember that story where she thought Morgue was pronounced Morgue. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, okay. So this comes to us, Katie. Katie says, I have ADHD. And I'm terrified of bugs, especially flies. Used to think they'd fly into my ears.
That's
my son James also has an aversion to flying bugs, don't you, James?
Uh-huh, yes. Yeah. I don't know if I should tell it right now.
No, you shouldn't, because I'm reading the story.
He's dying, man. He's got so much in him.
Let me tell you the story about a bug once. It bit me. Okay, when I was a young kid, my mom would take me. I'm sorry, should I let him go, James?
No, go for it. Okay. Just keep going.
When I was a young kid, my mom would take me to the doctor to see what ADHD meds would work. One medication, for some reason, made me love bugs. I would actually name every single fly that was in the house. I need to get this for my son, James.
Yeah.
My brother was disgusting. It would squish them with his hands. One day I was sitting in the kitchen and greeting all my fly friends when he came in and squish. My jaw dropped. I yelled, "You squished Bobby!" Being the youngest, I of course ran to my mom and she convinced me that I had so many other fly friends that Bobby would go to heaven. I was ridiculous as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, you were, Katie.
Yeah, she says, thank you, John, for the funny fart jokes, and thank you, James, for bringing the show back. As a teen with depression and anxiety, your experiences with depression and anxiety is truly inspiring. Thank you both again, and I hope you guys have a good week, month, and life. Well, thank you, Katie Smith. I believe we will.
We will, and I got curious. James, can you please tell me your bug story?
Oh, of course. I'm trying to make it short.
Okay.
So one time I was taking a shower and I looked up because the water was hot and I saw a male mosquito, which don't sting you. And I am terrified of any kind of flying bug. I have like arachnophobia, all kinds of weird stuff.
Fly buggyophobia.
Yeah. So I was like, I said softly, oh no. And then I ran out of the bathroom. I told my brother, there's a fly in there. Well, not a fly.
His butt naked. It was weird.
And my dad was starting to get a little bit mad at me. Like,
oh, I wasn't mad. I just wanted you to get in the shower. It's just a bug.
I mean, I'm scared of bugs. He didn't know that. So my dad got him in about three hits, and he couldn't get him really good, but then he finally picked up. And I was in the corner with my arms across my chest, like an X.
Yeah.
Because I was terrified of them. I'd rather it sting my arm than my body.
Yeah.
So he got it, and then he started, it was like mostly its body showing.
Uh-huh.
So he brought it towards me, and I screamed.
Wow.
And I was crying the entire time when I was in the shower.
Did you cry?
I can recreate his scream.
Okay.
Johnny, wow. I can hear you.
Yeah, and I can't hear anything now, so yeah. Thank you for that. I thought you were kidding.
That's authentic right there. All right.
Yeah, that's what it sounded
so,
like.
So for those at home, the recap on this is James was in the shower, and there was a bug, and he jumped out of the shower, which was weird, and he told his dad about the bug, and his dad killed the bug, and his dad brought the bug towards him, and he screamed like a possessed girl. And aww. Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like. That's what that sounded like. It sounded like
I
something.
I just wanted to show him that the bug was actually dead. I didn't want him to be afraid of it anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Well, I'm glad we took time for that story. It's the one. That's the one that's going to send this episode over the top right there. I'm glad I asked for it. You did good, man. All right.
Can I say something?
Of course you can. Go ahead.
I don't know if you should or not, but for my fear of bugs, please bless me and make the name of the show about that bug.
Wow. I'll think about it.
Make me very happy.
All right. I'll think about it.
So please bless me.
Bless you by making the show called About That Bug.
Okay.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I will pray about it.
Yes,
Jay. What does that mean in our house when Dad says, "I'll pray about it"?
It means no.
Because that's what it means in church too. By the way,
that's right.
What?
Yeah. No, if you're talking to somebody as a pastor, your dad knows this. If you're talking to somebody, you're like, you know, I could really use some help in children's church on Sundays, and they'll say, "Well, brother, yeah. I'll pray about it." That's them saying no, because they're not going to pray about it. They're just telling you that so that you'll leave them alone. But anyway, we got one more story. It's called Snack Pipe, and it's from Samantha from Louisiana. I had a plumber working in my bathroom sink, and he discovered quite a large clog in the pipe. After cleaning it, he suggested that we replace the drain with one that had a built-in strainer, because the one being replaced was just a big open hole, like in it or something, I guess. When my daughter got home, I showed her the new drain and told her about the huge clog. And she goes, "Oh, yeah, I put my hot dogs down there." I would give her a hot dog as a snack. And the drain in the bathroom sink was apparently the perfect size for her to deposit the snack when she was finishing with it.
Oh, no.
So with the new strainer, I guess she'll have to do a modified version of the waffle stomp. If she wants to get rid of her leftovers. Samantha from Louisiana. That is excellent, man. Thank you so much for sending it in. Well, guys, that is the end of this here episode. I want to thank you guys for coming on. Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome.
And of course, Jay. Thanks, John.
My pleasure.
And thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, no problem.
And and most of all, we thank James.
You're welcome.
And I trust that you will thank Bobby for us. Yeah.
Let's not forget our friend Alexa, who likes to share things.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, this episode, don't forget, if we used your story, we owe you a sticker. So email me your stories, email or audio, or if we read your story, send an email to thatstoryshow@gmail.com. ThatStoryShow.com is the website. Follow us on Twitter at ThatStoryShow. Review us in iTunes or wherever you found us. We always appreciate reading those. And if you want more great shows like this one, visit NLCast.com. That's NL as in nobody's listening, cast.com. Thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to producers Jennifer Kennison, Eric Kube, Zane Estrada, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, Philip Ludens. Become a patron. A Patreon today at patreon.com/NLcast. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, gross, or overstuffed happens to you, don't get stressed. Don't get depressed and don't run out of the shower naked. Just think, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.